TREVOR, Houston, KUSTON, dictating for Dr. Mahir Alder. Period. Day of service is January 25th, 2013. Patient name is Hussein Faraj, H-U-S-S-E-I-N, space F-A-R-A-J. Date of birth is October 20th, 1954. Primary care physician is Dr. Bilal, B-E-L-A-L, space Abdallah, A-B-D-A-L-L-A-H, located at 15400 Michigan Avenue in Dearborn, Michigan. Phone number is 313-584-3359. Cardiology clinic note, next paragraph. Reason for visit, new consult period, next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Mr. Faraj with a past medical history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and status post myocardial infarction in 2003 period. The patient had an angiogram in 2013 at Oakwood Hospital where he had two stents placed period. Both stents were bare metal stents, the first being 3.5 by 8 millimeters in the left circumflex artery, the second being 3.5 millimeters by 28 millimeters in the left anterior descending artery, period. Okay. Next paragraph. On today's visit, the patient is complaining of some pain with walking and minor swelling in his legs bilaterally, period. However, the patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, presyncopal, syncopal episodes, headaches, color changes in his legs, or any shortness of breath or chest pain upon exertion, period. Is any numbness and tingling in his extremities, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, myocardial infarction in 2003. Next paragraph, past surgical history. Stent placement done at Oakwood Hospital in 2003. Colon. First stent, bare metal, 3.5 by 8 millimeters done in left circumflex artery. Second stent, bare metal, 3.5 millimeters by 28 millimeters done in the left anterior descending artery. Next paragraph. Patient denies alcohol or illicit drug use. However, patient used to smoke in the past, period. However, the patient quit in 2003 when he had his myocardial infarction, period. Next paragraph, family history. Diabetes, my oldest son and mother, period. Next paragraph, review of systems, all other systems otherwise negative per HBI, period. Next paragraph, allergies and KDA, period. Next paragraph, current medications. Lisinopril, 5 milligrams twice daily. Coreg, 6.25 milligrams twice daily. Zocor, 40 milligrams once daily. Aspirin, 81 milligrams once daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patient's blood pressure is 131 over 83, pulse 85, weight 198, height 5 foot 6 inches, BMI 32. For rest of the physical exam, please copy and paste the normal physical exam template and the cardiology normal physical exam cardiology clinic template. Extended cardiology physical exam. Thank you. Next paragraph, diagnostic tests. EKG done today, January 25th, 2013. Demonstrating a ventricular rate of 75 beats per minute. Normal sinus rhythm. However, the EKG also demonstrated an old anterior wall myocardial infarction, as evidenced by persistent Q waves in V1, leads V1 through V4, period. There's also poor R wave progression and leads V1 through V4, period. Or there is indeterminate or otherwise known as extreme left axis deviation, given the upright R wave in lead 1, but the down facing R-wave in down-facing QRS complex in lead AVF, period. T-waves in leads 1 in AVL, period. Overall, suggesting an abnormal EKG, and most importantly, confirmed old anterior wall myocardial infarction, which a patient had in 2003, period. There's no ST elevation in leads V1 through V4. Next paragraph. Treadmill stress test report done on September 10th, 2011, indicating non-ischemic submaximal treadmill exercise test response, good cardiovascular capacity, heart rate response was physiologic, blood pressure response was blunted, patient had rare to occasional PVCs. Period. Next paragraph. Exercise stress test / rest / MyoView study with gated SPECT SPECT imaging. Impressions. No scintigraphic evidence for stress-induced ischemia reversible defect. Large fixed defect in the apex with regional diminished wall motion on gated SPECT imaging reflects a previous scar, period. And lastly, ejection fraction equaled 36%, which was well below normal limits, period. This exercise stress test was also done on September 10th, 2011, period. Next paragraph, three studies. Done on November 14th, 2012. Patients' cholesterol tests and thyroid function studies, as well as LFTs, were all within normal limits. Patient's renal function was also within normal limits. Glucose was slightly elevated at 109 milligrams per deciliter based on a fasting glucose reading, period. Patient's CBC with differential was mostly within normal limits, other than an elevated MCV of 101.7 and MCHC, which was low at 31.7%, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac left heart catheterization with coronary arteriography, left ventriculography, aortic angiography, and PTCA, as well as intracoronary. Stenting done to the totally occluded left anterior descending artery for acute anterior wall MI with persistent chest pain, as well as a left circumflex artery stent, period. Done on July 15, 2003, period. Left ventricular angiogram showed evidence of a severe anteroapical hypokinesis as well as ejection fraction of 30%, period. Coronary arteriography revealed evidence of patent left main coronary artery. There is a total occlusion at the origin of the left anterior descending artery. However, after angioplasty and stent dilation, there is no evidence of any significant residual stenosis, period. TIMI, T-I-M-I, flow 3 was noted. Left circumflex artery was a large caliber vessel showing 80% stenosis just above the bifurcation of the obtuse marginal branch. The terminal circumflex artery had moderate stenosis, period. Selective right coronary arteriography revealed evidence of dominant right coronary artery with mild atheromatous changes, but no critical stenosis was reported, period. Final diagnosis indicated successful angioplasty and stent dilation to the totally occluded left anterior descending artery. Also residual stenosis involving the circumflex artery to be dilated in 3 to 4 weeks. Period.
Best medical history.
Paragraph, assessment, and plan. One.
Patient initially states that she...
Artery disease. Patient has known coronary artery disease as they had a myocardial infarction back in 2003, period. Patient had a 3.5 by 28 bare metal stent placed in the left anterior descending artery, as well as a 3.5 by 8 millimeter stent placed in the left circumflex artery, period. Patient does not have any, is not symptomatic, is asymptomatic today, period. Patient denies having any, had any chest pain or shortness of breath, even with exertion, period. Patient says that he,
last name is Mason, M-A-S-O-N, date of birth is 06-15-1972.
Exercises regularly and has no issues with that, period.
Next paragraph, clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit follow-up, next paragraph.
Patient, did have stress tests and treadmill stress test, as well as
next paragraph, dear colleague, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Mason and our cardiology clinic today. You know, all of the very
stress, treadmill stress test was done over a year ago.
Yeah.
Period.
We've got authorization of the right SFA.
This stress test would did indicate patient had injection fraction of 36%, indicating poor systolic function, period. There were also some valvular abnormalities, period. However, since the test was done a year and a half ago, a new test will need to be done at a certain point, period. Graph, CHF, as NYHA class 1 to 2, congestive heart failure. As a patient is able to walk and exercise without having any chest pain or shortness of breath at this time, period. The patient is on medications for this matter, and it has been recommended that the patient continue with his current medications in this regard and follow up with his primary care physician, period. We've also ordered a two-dimensional echocardiogram to evaluate the patient's congestive heart failure, period. We will follow up with the patient in 1 month time after he has had this two-dimensional echocardiogram test, and we will evaluate it with the patient, period. Next paragraph. Claudication and edema. They said he has had mild edema and claudication in his legs bilaterally, period. This patient states that he is uncertain when this exactly occurred, started occurring, and is not entirely certain of what the cause might be, period. From our end, we have ordered a segmental ABI to ankle brachial index to evaluate this patient's claudication and edema to see if it is a peripheral vascular disease, thus a vascular issue and etiology, period. For now, we've asked that the patient continue with his current medication regime and also follow up with his primary care physician in this matter. Period. We will also evaluate the patient in 1 month time regarding the peripheral vascular, regarding potential peripheral vascular disease. Period. Graph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Hussein, H-U-S-S-E-I-N, Faraj, F-A-R-A-J. Period. We have provided Mr. Faraj with our phone number and advised him to call if there are any questions or concerns, period. Faraj back in 1 month time at the cardiology clinic, period. We have advised that the patient continue to follow up with his primary care physician, Dr. Abdullah, on these matters, and continue with his current medication regime, period. Next paragraph, thank you for allowing us to participate in the care, Mr. Faraj, period. Sincerely, Trevor, T-R-E-V-U-R, Houston, K-U-S-T-O-N, medical student, dictating for Dr. Mahir Elder, period. Thank you. This is the end of the dictation.